We're catching up now on some developments over the past few weeks that could have impacts on environmental policy here in Wisconsin. In the last week of 2022, Governor Evers appointed Adam Payne to replace Preston Cole as Secretary of the Department of Natural Resources. A few days later, Fred Prain resigned from the Natural Resources Board, which sets policy for the DNR. We've talked about Prain on the show. He was a Scott Walker appointee. He refused to leave the board for more than a year after his term technically ended, after the state Senate took no action on his appointed replacement. Danielle Kading is a WPR reporter based in Superior covering the environment, energy, and northern Wisconsin. She's been following both of these stories. Danny, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me on, Rob.
Let's start with this Fred Prain saga. A lot of twists and turns here. Can you talk about, first of all, why he was still on the board well after his term of appointment had ended?
Yeah, well, he was still on the board because he just refused to step down after the end of his six-year term, which expired at the in May of 2021. He had been there and appointed, as you said, by Governor Scott Walker. But he said that he was not going to step down and that he believed that there were some issues related to PFAS and nitrates and wolf management that could use his leadership on the board. And so he remained in his seat, really sparking a controversy that has lasted until he exited the board just last week or at the end of December.
And Governor Evers had appointed a replacement to take his spot at the end of the term. The state Senate didn't confirm that replacement. And so Prain argued, well, there's nobody here, so I have to stay on the job. And the state Supreme Court ultimately agreed with them, right?
Yeah, the state Supreme Court did rule that nobody has to remove themselves from that position, that he could have held over in his seat, and that a vacancy is only created when a person dies or resigns or is removed for cause. But as we've seen throughout history, there's a lot of precedent for board members to make way for the incoming appointee or nominee. And that has happened. It's largely been the case. There's only been at least two cases that I can recall since the early 2000s where board members have refused to step down from their post. And that's happened under both political parties, both Republicans and Democrats. And so usually it's a little bit more civil as far as the political actions on this board. You know, it's the board that sets policy for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. But with the Republican-controlled legislature and a Democrat leading our state from the governor's office, this has been a bit more politically tumultuous than we have seen in years past.
And adding to the controversy, there were some communications between Prain and Republican leaders about his decision to stick around. In one case, saying, in effect, until a Republican governor wins the 2022 election. What do we know about those communications?
Yeah, and those communications came as the result of a separate case, an open records case against Fred Prain to try and get more information or background about why he decided to stay on the board, right? And so this was a case that was brought by Midwest Environmental Advocates, and text messages from his phone and other devices showed that he sought to maintain conservative control of the Natural Resources Board. And this has been widely reported by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that Prain sought advice from conservative lobbyists and state senators, former Governor Scott Walker, and former Republican candidate for governor Rebecca Clayfish. Like you alluded to, he even wrote a text to one individual saying, "I'll see if I can hang on until Becky gets in." So clearly there were some political motivations here for why he decided to remain on the board.
And now the saga ends. Fred Prain is stepping down from the board. Did he give an indication of why now?
When he issued his letter of resignation, he said it was time for state legislators to act on Governor Evers' nomination and that it was time for him to move on. He did take an opportunity to get in some final digs at the Evers administration, saying that, you know, there have been repeated actions where he felt the administration has ignored statutes or policies that have been developed over the years, and that the administration has gone rogue as far as many of its decisions to regulate natural resources across the state. I think it's just like a difference of opinion of what we're seeing here in Wisconsin. You know, he obviously has his own idea of how natural resources should be managed in Wisconsin, and that is quite different than how Democratic Governor Tony Evers and his appointees see that natural resources should be overseen here in our state.
Talking to Danielle Kading, WPR reporter, about some big stories at the DNR, the Natural Resources Board. Well, Danny, you just mentioned the governor's appointees just made a big one. Preston Cole stepped down at the end of the current of the governor's first term in office. And now we have a new DNR secretary designee anyway. What do we know about Adam Payne?
Yeah, so Governor Evers appointed Adam Payne just in the last week of December, after you mentioned that Secretary Preston Cole announced he was retiring and stepped down in November. And Payne has been serving as the Sheboygan County Administrator for the past two decades, and he's overseen development of the county budgets there, as well as program policy changes, including guiding the county through the cleanup of the Sheboygan River and Harbor. And he's also overseen a project to preserve more than 300 acres of undeveloped Lake Michigan shoreline at Amsterdam Dunes. And he also has a background leading the Wisconsin Land and Water Conservation Association as its executive director. So he's got a background in conservation and also as an administrator. And so he'll be stepping into that role at a time when there are some big issues that are coming up for the board.
And I wanted to ask you about that. A new DNR secretary, a change in the DNR board. You're reporting on these issues. What is on your mind? What are you watching for in 2023?
Well, one of the key ones has been PFAS, these harmful forever chemicals that don't break down easily in the environment and can lead to harmful health effects like kidney and testicular cancers, thyroid disease, and other issues like fertility. And so what we've seen so far is that the state has actually taken steps to enact drinking water and surface water standards for those chemicals, but it failed to enact groundwater standards for PFAS in the state. And the board recently launched the process of crafting regulations for four PFAS chemicals moving forward. And so the board will oversee whatever happens with that. And there are going to be some terms or positions opening up when several board members, their terms are expiring this year. And so it'll be interesting to see if they decide to remain in their seats or if they'll be stepping down to make way for any new appointees.
Danny, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on, Rob.
That's Danielle Kading, WPR reporter based in Superior, covering the environment, energy, and northern Wisconsin. She talked with us today about two big stories on natural resources here in the state. By the way, next Monday at 4:15, the new DNR secretary appointee Adam Payne will join us here on Central Time. If there's something you want us to ask the new secretary of the DNR, an issue that's important to you when it comes to natural resources in the state, send us a note right now. Email ideas@wpr.org. That's ideas@wpr.org.